Shut up and sit down.
Bobbin Collins
is his band. You can go check him down down at the Dirty Frog bar.
I love Bob my Collins.
The Dirty Frog.
The Warty Frog.
Come check out the Bob's Collins.
Welcome to Sons of Buds, everybody. We didn't even clank. That was terrible.
I had to force it on you guys.
That was god awful.
You didn't even ask for consent.
I hate all of that, and I hate both of you.
Yes.
That's a good comeback for
me. My name is Vincent Herman. I'm drinking Great Lakes Brewing Company Burning River Pale Ale.
Burning Man River?
Burning Man River Pale Ale.
There's a Burning Man in the river. My name is Bob Collins. I am drinking Great Lakes Brewing Company's Dortmunder Gold Lager.
And this is Travis, Dr. T. Neal. Still trying to keep up that shock jock radio style, you know?
Kick a cannon.
Did you bring a sound?
My soundboard? No, I did not. Yeah, I took the classes. I went to
what are you drinking?
I went to shock jock radio college and
and then we got your soundboard at home.
Yeah. Oh, I'm drinking the same thing as you, Burning Man River Pale Ale.
You're burning the man over there. Yeah. Burning the midnight man over
also,
there.
Also,
burning the midnight
every
man.
Every time you've picked up your mic, it has sounded off.
That's why I don't touch it. You want me to hold it?
Except for the two times you just did.
He's holding it with his third arm.
That's why I don't want to touch it. That's why I don't want to hold it, Vin.
Because he's been touching it with his third arm.
I am also drinking Vin's flask of
Ezra Brooks 90 proof whiskey.
But at the bar, we
Kentucky bourbon.
We became the Ezra Crooks gang.
Oh,
Ezra Crooks gang.
Oh, my God. We had so much fun at the bar. Bobbert, where were we tonight?
We were at Old North Arcade. It's a barcade up here in Columbus, Ohio.
It's very nice.
Hold on. We got to get that good ADR in there.
Yes, I had to get that
some sound
of that
effects.
Flask. Well, actually, do you just want to give a quick rundown of what we did tonight?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it was a good night.
Old Vin and Trav came up. We had a little cookout.
To Bob's neck of the woods.
Oh, that food was so good, Bob. You and your girlfriend make some good food.
Well, don't make those noises.
He literally just kissed me twice on your wiener head.
Everyone, don't do that into the mic.
Hey, by my neck, I mean the neck of my penis. But yeah, we grilled out, drank a little beer.
Brittany and Robert Collins made up some grub. It was good. We just slammed a couple more brats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Slammed them. Just threw them on the ground.
That's what I used to do in high school, was just slam some brats.
We threw those brats right on the ground and ate them off the floor like the fucking animals we
are. And then
are.
Like men.
And then after that, we went to Old North Arcade, drank more alcohol, played video games. Travis found a full beer and just drank it.
I went balls to the wall, go big or go home, man.
Well, I mean, he's not passing out at this point, so I think it's safe to say it wasn't roofied.
I'm enjoying the roofie.
We were
and
hoping
you just
it
don't
was
know
that. Well, okay, free buzz.
Yeah, I said, if there's roofie in it, that kind of sucks, but if there's roofie in it, yeah, that might be fun. Either way,
going on an adventure.
I'm roofing myself. 50-50 chance.
God, Travis levels are like fucking crazy over here. You guys keep talking. I'm gonna fuck with that.
Yeah, okay, you fuck with that.
Fuck all right,
Bob. Travis,
what do you think about
next?
What?
That bar?
What?
Bob, what did we do next? What do we?
We went on the search for beer and got beer, and now we're here.
Well, at that bar, we played some sweet Jenga.
Dude, first off, before we played Jenga, you got
I was walking past a group of people, and I heard them looking for a cornhole player, and I was like, I'm your guy.
He will corn
if anybody knows me, I'm a fucking cornhole.
Trav is a cornhole champ. And,
not at all. Not
the way you think I'm thinking.
Honestly, it's not at all. I'm sure it was a surprise to Bob and Benny that I just turn around and go, yes, I'm down.
Yeah, I will do it.
I didn't know what was happening because I was ready to say yes, like, right away. But, like, I was like, are we avoiding them? What are we doing? Were we doing teams of three?
Well,
like,
I
didn't
understand
what the situation
initially,
was.
Initially, I thought we were just going inside.
Yeah, because we
she was like, you guys play cornhole? And immediately she just said, no. Like she said,
it got real confusing quick.
No,
before,
you don't.
I guess I'm just going to go inside and play these video games.
Yeah.
And Travis turns around like, I play cornhole.
Yeah.
And I started telling her that you were a cornhole champion, a tournament champion, four years running.
4 years, man. 4 years deep.
That wasn't the first time I whipped out the fucking disposable.
No. But I won that game with her, and all three of them... just know my name forever.
Oh, yeah. They loved you.
Yeah. They had I walked past them later that night, and they had some Jacob, and they were yelling Team Jacob, but they're like, really, we need to get Travis back.
Travis, they definitely were really fond of you.
They were going for that foursome, and I was just like, ladies, I'm just trying to play some cornhole.
They just want a little bit of whipped cream on that chocolate cake.
Burn out on all those
forces.
They were
all about you, man.
Yeah.
But they were all about you.
And then I took some really old STC cards, STC Entertainment cards, and I built a little fort on the urinal out of cards. And I went ahead and distributed them across all the arcades and people.
We played some good games, though, while we're out there. We played, what all did we play? We played some Die Hard.
Yeah, Die Hard Arcade was great.
Hey,
you play as John McClane and his wife, and you have to beat up a bunch of drug dealers to get your daughter back out of a desk.
Hey, guys.
But the final fight, you have to fight each other.
Yeah. There's one thing I know, and that's that we played some Die Hard.
Yeah, once you save your child in Die Hard Arcade, you have to fight the other parent to the death to see which one's going to take care of
her. And of course,
for your child's entertainment.
Lucy McClane, by the way.
We're assuming this is what was...
Yeah, we couldn't hear it.
The only character that's obvious is John McClane, and the rest of these fuckers, I don't
know
who they are.
And even his PS1 graphics were a little iffy.
Yeah.
They were just wearing jackets
to
say police
like,
on the back.
Beat 'em up though. It was a really fun
it's
game.
Very
I had
fun.
A great time with it. I played some Galaga.
We also played X-Men.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun with X-Men.
Me and Bob played some circus game.
Oh,
I feel like we should have stuck around, though.
It was like House of Dead, but
what?
At the circus.
On X-Men, I feel like we should have stuck around because like, when I turned around and said, the game's not over, even though the credits were going, I was like, feel like we missed an after credits.
Oh, yeah, because we did play where it was like
five important bosses
in a row.
Yeah, when we started playing, we jumped in on somebody else's game.
Yeah,
somebody
so I think
else
we picked
it.
Up the end of the game.
Yeah,
but that game
you were talking about, Travis, we were playing Carnival.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of like dinosaur
carnies. I think you can back off the mic a little bit.
Coming out.
Yeah.
Jesus, back off the mic.
Like, talk into
What's
it, but you can back off.
Windscreen even for, man.
Yeah, if it doesn't muffle your voice.
Yeah, muff me, dude.
Oh, I'll muff you. We also played some Halo 2 on the original Xbox.
I totally bit it in fucking Halo 2 for sure.
I tried to steer you towards that, what's the sword called?
Plasma sword. I will maintain this.
Yeah.
It did not attribute to my losing at all, but my controller was fucked up.
Of course, the sun was in his eyes.
If you were screen looking, which I trust you weren't, because
I wasn't, I
take you as a classy player.
I really wasn't.
You would have seen my camera randomly go up like constantly.
Sad story though. As soon as we're leaving the bar, we see the only game that mattered, and we couldn't even play because we had to go.
Sonic.
Not Sonic.
Oh yeah, no, we absolutely
007.
Past GoldenEye.
Yeah. GoldenEye was right there at the corner of the bar, and
we had a lot of fun with that one.
But we
got in some classic Jenga games.
Yeah, giant Jenga.
For fucking sure.
Man,
holy shit.
I think you need to post the picture of the stack on
social
media.
Yeah. Maybe.
Just on the Instagram.
Just gram it. I'll gram it.
Just
and STC
when you post
goes
it,
Jenga.
When you post it, just be like referent C episode whatever this is. Like they do in the comics. Like you know what I mean, like in comics when they mention like a event,
so you want me
like,
to post that photo in like 13 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough. Go back and watch that shit.
Yeah. So then we left the bar, and we stupidly did not grab beer before we went to the bar.
We were seven minutes too late to the last
to the first place we stopped.
It was 1:37. They stopped selling at 1:30.
And you can tell that guy was not having a good night. Like he could have let us get away.
I don't think it was the fact that he wasn't having a good night. I don't think he was having a good life.
Yeah, he wasn't looking at the clock. He was counting the minutes. He knew exactly what time it was and said no.
And he let us go back there and fuck with the door.
Yeah.
To everything. Beer cave, the beer barn.
We're smelling the beers. We're having a good time. Yeah.
You see these three gentlemen come into your establishment. You know we're looking for beer. Yes. Like,
we're
going
to smell some beer.
Us being there should have been clue one for him. So we made it all the way to Kroger. Turns out they were closed.
Yep.
And then, like, I'm so glad I came up with this idea.
No. You walking up to the Kroger door and like just stopping,
rubbing it,
touching the door and staring inside
with a tear.
No, I touched it. And I said, "You broke my damn heart."
Oh, you did.
Yeah,
we didn't. I
walked
right
to the car. Broke my damn heart. I got the idea of like we were gonna go to like the next gas station, and then I was like, "I don't fucking care, dude. Just stop at a bar. I'll see if they'll sell us 12 road beers or something or a case."
Yeah.
And shit. So I wildly overpaid for beers tonight, but fuck it. Hey, let the good times roll.
Yes, sir.
You're not even gonna bother.
As soon as we walked in that bar, what was that song they were playing? Hey, hey.
Oh, I wasn't paying any. Oh, were they playing Blue Suede?
Mm-hmm. That's not Blue Suede.
That's not Blue Suede.
But it's also another song from Guardians.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Redbone.
Redbone.
Redbone. Come and get your love.
Yeah, and we had just heard that song in Endgame.
In Endgame.
Yeah. You had an uncle that was obsessed
with Avatar. With Avatar.
Sexually obsessed with Avatar.
Like,
he integrated into his
sexual
life.
Did he intertwine his tail?
Yeah, he connected head tails with people. Yeah.
Dude, put your headphones on him so he can hear what he does every time he does that.
Well, I don't need to hear it. I guess if you told me three times, I can look at my mic. I guess I can look at it.
I guess if you told me three times, I will do it at least a half dozen.
Because I'm not editing this shit.
No.
I'm not editing this shit.
I wrong.
First, you tell me, back off the fucking mic.
I
now
told
you tell
to back
me,
off of it. I didn't tell you to look at it like completely different direction.
I can't turn my lips.
Mic.
Listen,
lips.
Back off your mic and get on the mine.
Yeah, we just need to
show
that. Oh,
you recline back there, man. You got fucking room. Like, you should have space to fucking recline back there a little bit. You want to look at us?
I'm recline this.
See that little shiver you just said.
How much is still in there?
Probably not very much.
It's been empty for an hour and a half.
I
just
want to get one more sip.
There was like a sip in there. I didn't really open up to it. That's your sip.
Oh yeah.
I got enough to douse my tongue with.
That's it, boys.
Yeah.
Hey, that's it. Ezra Crooks gang. Ezra Crooks gang. It was pretty lit, guys. Should have been there.
It was lit AF.
It was lit F.
Hey, kids.
Lady is a titty.
Let's rap about how lit AF that night was.
That night was so lit. I got my dick sucked by some tits. No. Hey, if you get dick sucked by some tits, that's pretty cool.
Bumping these bottles for real. Boys, ladies, and chill. We're going to make it a grill.
Tits.
We're going to put the ice and chill. Pack,
I'm intentionally ignoring him right now.
Let Vinny rap and we'll just talk about this dick sucking.
Hey, guys. If Kodak Black can do it.
Yeah, I guess we need to just do an open mic rap style.
Just an open mic episode.
Yeah, we're just going to try to... We'll bring on a professional beatboxer.
Another thing we've got to talk about is... somebody tried to sell us crack tonight.
Oh, yeah. A little gas station adventure.
That was
there.
Before Endgame.
No, that was after Endgame, the bar.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. We went in just to get some sodas. Just some,
to get a
classic
bottle
sodas.
Of water and a
some nice
Pepsi.
Little soda pops. You know what? That guy, and I'm even more upset about this now because I was going to buy a fucking, they had a Coors Banquet Tall Boy 24-ouncer, and I was going to buy it. And then that fucking dude just, like, put me off of, like, doing anything.
So, yeah, he's sitting in the store, and he's, like, sitting right by the register waiting for us to come by, and he's like, hey, do you guys have, like, 60 cents? Vinny offers it to him. Yeah, I got 60 cents. He says, nah, never mind. You keep that. And then, I don't need it.
Yeah, no, the thing is, Vinny even said, he's like, no, man, it's cool. I'm like, go ahead. And the guy's like, no, I said it's all right.
Fucking told all right. you.
Fuck. All right, man. Fuck you. Why'd you even bring it up? You don't fucking need 60 cents. He's stupid one piece of shit.
Yeah, that was a test because he went ahead and waited in the parking lot and asked us for.
That was to see crack. If we had money. Yep. If we had that fucking 60 cent money.
No, he asked us if we wanted to buy crack after he found out we're from Scioto County.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. I've been to Portsmouth. Y'all smoke crack?
I even tried to keep our town out of it. I said downstate.
Oh, he wasn't letting you get by with just
that. We're at downstate.
I tried that shit.
I've been there.
We've been downstate. We're downstate.
I am downstate, he says.
I am the downstate.
You can't fool me. The,
like, fucking wings burst out his back. It got real crazy.
It was all that crack he smoked.
It was a beak.
He had crack wings.
So, like, would you guys ever do crack?
No.
Do you have crack light?
Do you guys have any crack? Like, what's up?
Diet crack.
What's going on, man? So, you
know. I'm sure if we could go down five blocks over that thing.
Bro, still find
you only
that
have
guy.
To get 5 blocks down the road.
You just got to say, I'm from down south. You want crack? Down south Ohio, say, I guess.
I want crack.
That's all you gotta say. Yeah.
I think just even in jest, we've probably got a few people waiting outside already.
It's easy as that.
It's as easy as selling crack.
The hardest drug I would ever do is probably like cocaine.
Cocaine's a fun drug.
Yeah,
but
like
you can definitely see how people
get carried away.
Yeah,
yeah. I've never done it before, so I can't speak to its addictive properties and. Obviously, you know, like, alcohol is something I can't seem to get away from, so...
A long time ago, man.
Could you imagine Vin on speed of any sort?
Oh, my God.
Vinny is speed.
Vinny would be like, I have 75 podcasts to do!
Guys, I just...
I'm editing podcasts while I'm recording new podcasts.
I just edited and finished off a whole new series I just created about 10 minutes ago. There's 25 episodes. They're all an hour long. And I also
put all of my comic books in alphabetical order
in the middle of podcasts. And like, and here's the thing about composting, guys. Composting is real cool. Oh, and I figured it out, by the way. I figured out time travel. But composting, real quick.
Oh, right. Yeah. Endgame.
I understand that reference.
I understood that reference.
But no, I mean.
Did you understand my reference about saying I understood that reference? That was pretty referential, guys.
It's all in the same universe. So, yes.
It's all connected. All right, I'm done with this one. I've got an idea for our next episode already, okay. So I kind of want to get to the next one.
Well.
We'll call this one a short one.
Huh?
Yeah. I am Bob Collins.
Yeah. I'm Vincent Herman.
And I'm Travis Neil Herman.
And,
Suds and Buds.
Yeah, let's click it on there, guys. Let's go to the social media.